Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the Virgin Mary shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Well, thank you, Madeline, for reading scripture for us. Thank you to everybody that's involved in this worship service today and behind the scenes. The theme of Emmanuel, God with us. When I think about the word God with us, it just kind of makes me appreciate that life's not meant to be walked alone. God did not create us to do life alone. Not just life with God, but life with others. That's community. That's what it's all about. That's what we're experiencing right now. God with us, right here together. And I'm so appreciative of the community of Whitmer Heights. Just as an example, last Sunday, and the relationships with First Deaf and Whitmer Heights together, and the way that so many people helped out to make last Sunday's service come together. And to everybody that helped with that drama, thank you so much. And in some ways, in many ways, the drama really was the sermon. It told the story. It tells this story in Matthew 1. And also, the music last week and this week, thank you to all the children that are helping out with the music. It's just been a blessing. And to Todd behind the scenes with the sound, he doesn't get enough credit either. So thank you, Todd and Steve, there too. So this week, we're in Advent. What does Advent mean? Let's just be reminded of that again. What does it even mean to be in this season of Advent? One way to define Advent is expectant waiting. Expectant waiting. Waiting for something so bad, you can hardly wait. Maybe some of us are thinking about as a child, and when we're going to open the gifts. Christmas morning, or maybe it's you open one gift Christmas Eve. It's a tradition some people have, or maybe you just do the stockings Christmas Eve. But it's that expectant waiting, waiting for something so bad you can hardly wait. And in the context of Advent and this Christmas, thinking about God's restoration, and just so aware of the pain around us in the world right now, and we just can hardly wait for God's full restoration to come. We wait and we expect something, and yet we realize that it's also here right now. Not yet, but now. It's a paradox, right? Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a great German theologian in the time of World War II. And he was actually imprisoned and in a prison cell. And he wrote these words about what Advent means. So imagine him in the prison cell, and he actually wrote quite a few letters while in the prison cell. And he says, a prison cell in which one waits, hopes, and is completely dependent on the fact that the door of freedom has to be opened from the outside is not a bad picture of Advent. And so we're in this season of expectant waiting, and yet it's not... Well, I think what I really love about Advent is that it's not just waiting for something that is disembodied. It's not just waiting for this heavenly prize of salvation. Yes, and in this Advent season, we are the church, the body of Christ now. And we have this beautiful commission from Christ to be a sign of what is coming, to be a living signpost of what we are expecting and waiting for. It's a both and, not fully realized, but here. That's Advent, expectant waiting of what is already here. And so this morning we have this text in Matthew. And I've been so drawn to this word Emmanuel, God with us. In many ways, that is one of the theological grounding points for me in my own ministry as a chaplain and a pastor, that God is with me. God is with this other person I'm with. God is present. And for Matthew, presence is so important. That God is present is a theme that goes throughout the entire Gospel of Matthew. Every Gospel writer has a certain bend or a certain angle that they're looking at. Maybe there's a particular audience that they're really thinking about as they're writing. It's like any writer today that would write a book. They are coming from a certain angle. And for Matthew, he's specifically thinking about the Jewish community. He wants to make a very clear connection between the Jewish community and Jesus. And so that's why in the beginning of Matthew, he goes through the whole genealogical line of how Jesus is connected here. And then he comes and he tells us the story. He tells us the story of the birth of Jesus. He tells us about the really complex and messy situation that Mary and Joseph found themselves in before they knew that this was an act of God. And I love last week as we saw the drama and we got to hear like the personal what's going on in their minds as they are a part of this story. And especially what stood out to me was the story of understanding Joseph. A righteous man, not wanting to expose Mary to public disgrace. Imagine what that must have been like. And Matthew, the gospel writer Matthew, really, I think he sets up something really important here with Joseph for all of us. Joseph has a choice after the angel Gabriel comes to him and tells him, this is of God. This is of God. Move forward, trusting God, that God's salvation in Jesus is coming out of Mary. In the midst of all of the fear of public humiliation and shame, and maybe even according to the Deuteronomistic law, stoning for Mary. In the midst of all that going on in the back of his mind of the tradition and the law, he had to trust God. He had to trust the angel. And I think that Matthew is setting up something important here for all of us. And that is this. Joseph is a model for all who encounter the message of Jesus through the church. Joseph was face to face with an unlikely manifestation, an unlikely working of God. And he had to make a choice. And Matthew wants those who encounter this message and this movement of God. I think Matthew is calling all of the people he's writing to and all of us to do something as similar as Joseph did. To believe the message is of God and to become a part of its movement. So Joseph had to believe and then he had to move forward. And so what is this movement, this Advent season? What is God doing this now, 2,000 years later, here in this congregation at Whitmer Heights and in our community? What is the movement that we are being called to be a part of? That just as Joseph had to say, yes, I believe, and Mary had to believe, so too us have to believe and say, we're going to be a part of this. We're going to trust that God is working in this to bring about good. Well, I believe one of the things that is this movement of God is in fact the very word of Emmanuel, of God with us. That part of what this movement of God is today is to this invitation of presence with God, with self, with others, and with all of creation. It's about relationship. Relationship. Relationship is at the heart of so much of the gospel and God's movement. Relationship with God through Jesus. Relationship with others. Even our enemies. Relationship with self. And that's sometimes one of the hardest, because it's hard to love ourselves sometimes. And relationship with all of creation. And the fact that this point of Emmanuel is emphasized, relationship, presence with us, I think is at the heart of so much of what we are invited to in this movement of God. And just like Joseph had that decision, am I going to believe in the midst of all of the fears going through his mind? Am I going to believe this angel in God? So we too have that invitation this Advent season, to believe that God is at work, to accept that invitation to relationship. And so I just would invite us really quickly, I don't want to take too much time, to explore this word, Emmanuel. This word of God with us, meaning God literally is with us. Emmanuel is common to both Jewish and Christian traditions. In fact, the middle Hebrew letter, Mem, actually means presence. And if you look back into the Isaiah text where Matthew is pulling from, we see this real conflict in Israel. The kingdoms are divided, Israel and Judah, where Jerusalem is at. And then there's this other kingdom too. And they're serious in the midst of real violence and war. That's the context in the Isaiah passage of where Matthew is pulling from. And in the midst of that, we are told that a little child will bring salvation. And one of the important things that's important to understand in this ancient Near East context is that oftentimes the image of a child was a sign of hope and salvation. And so just for that, in the same way that in the context in Isaiah, in the midst of war and violence, and a lot of fear, this word of hope that a little child, Emmanuel, God with us, will be a sign of hope and peace. Matthew is pulling from that and saying here, that is the hope of the world for all of us. God, Emmanuel. And he holds this theme throughout all of Matthew. And I invite us to look at Matthew 18:20. This theme of presence. It says, where two or three are gathered, there I am with you also. Emmanuel, God with us. Why is that significant? Because I think as we think about Jesus, it really helps us to understand what the mission of the church is and the importance of community. And for Matthew, he's saying, when you gather together, something happens. God is even more present when we gather together. God with us. Emmanuel. And I'm going to be honest, this is a hard time right now to say Emmanuel, God with us, when at the very same time we're reading in the paper about the incredible challenges in our world right now. What does it mean to say Emmanuel, God with us, when you're in the middle of Aleppo right now? And this Christmas season, it's so easy to just want to focus on the Christmas tree and the gifts and the fun traditions and the Christmas carols that we'll be singing tonight and the warm hot chocolate. But there's real suffering happening in our world right now. Real violence. Real pain. Emmanuel, God with us. God with them. I'm also aware that this past week, 4 years ago, 20 elementary school children and 6 adult staff members at Sandy Hook were shot and killed, while the rest of us made Christmas cookies and tried to find deals on Amazon. God with them, Emmanuel. God with us, Emmanuel. These tragedies, these real things of violence, we need to be naming them. We need to be standing in solidarity with them. That's part of what Emmanuel is, I think. That's part of the spirit behind why this is so powerful, that God is with us, and that God with us was not just this divine God, but it was a human too. A human God that suffered and died and cried, my God, why are you forsaking me? A vulnerable little baby child that was born in a manger. God with us, Emmanuel. This is not a God that is so far away that can't empathize with the violence and the sorrow in our world today. And so part of Emmanuel, God with us, and that God calls us to this invitation of presence is to stand in solidarity. It's to stand in solidarity. It's to pray. It's to ask the vulnerable questions of, what are you calling me to, God, to stand with these people who are in pain, even in this Christmas season? I'm also aware of lots of places where we see God at work, where we see God's presence embodied in the church. And we need to name those too, just as quickly as we name the places of sorrow and pain. And so where have I seen Emmanuel, God with us, in our community? I've seen it as I walk down the streets of Lancaster City. And I see neighbors helping neighbors. There are good people in this world. And we don't read about it enough in the news. But there is so much good happening in our community, in the Conestoga Valley community and in Lancaster City. All around, wherever you live, there is good happening, and we need to name the good. We need to name this movement of, no matter where you are from, we're glad you're our neighbor. That's good news. That this sign that started in Harrisonburg, Virginia, at a small Mennonite church at Emmanuel, the pastor Matthew Bucher, who's from Lebanon, who happened to do an MCC assignment in Egypt and knew Arabic, and had a church in a community of lots of Spanish and Arabic-speaking Muslim. And he said, in the midst of the political rhetoric this season, we need a sign that says, you're welcome here, we love you. And so no matter where you're from, we're glad you're our neighbor. That is Emmanuel, God with us. Or I think about the wonderful places where we see God at work, like in Shirati, where there is now water flowing to a hospital that for many, many years has not had running water. Emmanuel, God with us. I think of Camp Deer Park and their director that has experienced, and his wife and family that experienced, unimaginable grief as they lost a child. And yet, in the midst of losing a child, the spirit of resilience and seeing God at work in the midst of it still, and still trusting God, and still running an amazing camp for inner city children from New York. Emmanuel, God with us. Or I think about the Women's Winter Shelter, which is currently providing a warm place to sleep for women and children in Lancaster City, especially in these cold seasons in December through March. And I think about the opportunity for even Whitmer Heights in February, when we're going to get to staff the shelter, 3 people each night. And presence. Presence. It's about presence with people. Our own people in our community and people outside of our community. It's about presence. Emmanuel, God with us. Or I think about people from churches going to Water Street Rescue Mission Sunday mornings. Just to be present. It's no special words that they're saying. They're just trying to be present with lonely people who, during the holidays, this is a really hard season that we forget about how hard this season is for some people. Presence. Emmanuel, God with us. I think about the infant kits to MCC, which the multi-age kids assembled. 12 complete kits that would be sent. Thank you, Emmanuel, God with us. I think about a member in our congregation that's walking a difficult journey. Name it, whatever it is, we've experienced it. Difficult journey with financial, cancer, sickness, children. I think about the community that's come together and been church for one another. That's been that presence for one another. That truly has embodied, where two or three are gathered, there I am with you. That's Emmanuel, God with us. Friends, there are so many examples of the pain and the suffering and the places of where we see Emmanuel, God with us. And the invitation this Christmas season, just as Joseph and Mary had to believe, even in the midst of incredible fear, believe that God was at work, we have that same invitation to embody presence. Presence with God, presence with self, others, all of creation. And as I said, this theme of Emmanuel goes throughout all of Matthew, and it ends in Matthew 2. Matthew, the end of Matthew 28:20. This is just after Jesus gave the Great Commission to go out, to preach the good news in word and in deed. It's the resurrected Lord now appearing. And what are his words at the end? And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Emmanuel. It begins with Emmanuel and it ends with Emmanuel. That's a word of hope, friends, that God is with us, whatever it is we go through. And what I think God is calling us to is to be that presence for one another and to be that presence with people really on the margins. And I've heard some people say, I just don't know what to say. Believe me, I don't know what to say half the time either. Sometimes there just isn't words, especially when you just got called to a trauma that's unimaginable. There just really isn't words. But the one thing that there is my presence. Presence. Don't underestimate your presence. It is such a gift. And the reason we know it is such a gift is because it is exactly what God did for us. That he chose to be present with us. From the beginning and in the end. Emmanuel, God with us. Let us walk in the way of Emmanuel. Let's pray. God, you are here, you're present. We thank you for that. Thank you that in this Christmas season, we remember again this story, that out of your love for this world and for us, you chose to come into this world as a vulnerable baby to be present with us, even in the midst of the pain and the suffering. So God, we pray now for us, for our community, and for our world. May we know your love and your presence in our hearts. May we receive your love, and may we extend that to others through being present. In Jesus' name, amen.